Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
And the Boston Red Sox have made a massive deal, sending Rafael Devers, Boston's third baseman. He'll go to San Francisco.
Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, did not want to be in Boston anymore.
I think it's pretty clear that we couldn't find alignment with Rafi.
If you try to sell to me that Rafi is a bad teammate or he's not a team player, you're lying.
I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
The entire interview was conducted with an AI bot.
Ball game over! And the Red Sox take 2 of 3 in their first series without Rafi Devers.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
It's your final hour here, Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Coming to you live from our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It just got dark out. Did you notice that? It was like light out until about 10 minutes ago.
Happy summer.
Yeah, I guess. We're coming to you live here in Boston, also up in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the islands. The only reason I even noticed that is because on Twitch, they show that traffic cam, and I'm looking out at it. It's like, oh, the traffic cam must be frozen because that looks like it was, you know, regular broad daylight, but now it was, you know, staying light out there. And it's staying light all those places where we're broadcasting right now. And if you're not in any of those places, well, of course, don't forget, you can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. And by the way, if you missed any of our interview with Christopher Smith or anything else we talked about tonight, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to the Christian Arcan Show on the app or wherever you find your podcasts. Now, the Red Sox have had a crazy week, and the Devers trade is one that is not going to go away anytime soon, but I think that after this weekend, it won't be the same kind of talker. We'll have whatever happens in the series against San Francisco, whatever Devers does, whatever the team does, all of that is going to be, I think, probably done by Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure that we're still going to be really talking about this much at that point. The only thing that's going to keep it alive, in my opinion, is if the Red Sox get swept, because if they get swept, they're back under 500. Okay, they're 2 games up over right now. They're in the wild card. If they get swept by the Giants and swept by Rafael Devers, then I'm just warning you in advance. I'm telling you, a little peek behind the curtain here. It's going to be Devers the rest of the week. And why wouldn't it be? And the only thing that'll probably tamper that down is if the Red Sox go to Anaheim next, right? I think it's San Francisco, then Anaheim, and then they're back home for a long homestand. I think it's
starts with 3 against Toronto.
Or maybe it's not that long. Maybe it's just Toronto and I think the Reds. Yeah, hold on. Let me pull up the schedule. Okay, yeah. So you got the Angels, 3 against the Angels Monday through Wednesday, day off Thursday, another Dong report. And then next weekend, it's 3 at home against Toronto, 3 at home against the Reds. Then you got the Nationals, Rockies, and Rays. and then you're at the All-Star break. And of those teams, the Angels right now are 2 games out of the wild card. So they're 2 games behind you. They're 2 games under 500. So wait, how does that make them two? Oh, yeah, okay, I guess that makes sense. They're 2 back from you. The Blue Jays are ahead of you. Or no, wait, maybe they are not anymore. No, they are. They are still. They're 2 games up ahead of you in the wild card. Washington stinks. They're 13 games under 500. The Rockies are the worst team in baseball. And maybe the worst team in the history of baseball. So I'd imagine that you're in D.C. for the Nats, and then you're home against the Rockies, and then it's 4 against Tampa Bay, and that is going to be the end. Those are all, considering how they're playing right now, every single one of those series is a winnable series. Absolutely. I know the Angels took 2 or 3 from them right before they started playing well, but I think that the Angels are a team that they can beat. I think Toronto is a team that they can beat. I know the Nats and the Rockies are a team that they can beat, and the Tampa Bay Rays, they just beat last week. This team has all the tools. Even without Rafi Devers, they have all the tools to keep competing. They have all the tools to keep the pressure on and to stay in that wild card. And it's not just me noticing it. Even after trading Devers, the Red Sox have moved up in several power rankings that I saw, including this one from ESPN. And it's power rankings, so, you know, I'm not going to act like it's the be-all, end-all here. But I will say that they are moving up. They are moving up the power rankings. They were 20th last week. They are now up to 17th. And this is what was written. The decision to trade Rafael Devers might haunt the Red Sox for a long time. At the moment, questions still abound. Why now? Why for that package? Was there a mandate from ownership to unload the contract? Lost in the outrage is another question. How are they going to replace him? Unearthing his production elsewhere is far-fetched. As for the DH spot, the Red Sox will at least temporarily cycle various players. They use Christian Campbell, Rob Refsnyder, and Romy Gonzalez in the first 3 games. A more permanent solution could be Yoshida, who's been on the IL. But they're up. They are up and rising. And as of right now today, they are a playoff team. And Cleveland lost, so they're in sole possession right now of that last wild card spot. Up a half game on the Mariners, up a half game on the Guardians, who lost to, who'd they lose to? The Twins. Oh, no, sorry, not the Twins. The, I just had this whole thing up, and now I don't. Doesn't matter who they lost to. Point is, they lost. And the Twins are a game back. Still a lot of teams alive. Seattle and Cleveland, half game out. Minnesota 1, the Royals 1.5, Angels 2, Rangers 2.5, and then after that it's the Orioles, A's, and the White Sox, and they all are too far back to really even take seriously. Baltimore 6.5, oh, the A's are 9 back, Chicago's 15.5 games back. So outside of those three, everybody's still kind of in it. But you're up at the top, and it doesn't take a lot to get up there and stay there. You just got to win some games. You just got to have like a decent little streak, and you saw Toronto do it. You saw Tampa Bay do it. At one point, you saw the Minnesota Twins go on that crazy streak last month. Like, Dave, all of these teams have managed to do enough to stay in this race. And the Red Sox really just treaded water that entire time and are now going on their first run, and boom, what do you know? They're right there in the wild card. So I'm not surprised to see them moving up these lists. And I think that if Rafael Devers and his and the weekend that they have here in San Francisco, if it goes well, if they win the series, if they take 2 out of 3 or if they sweep, then the Devers conversation, that book, that chapter will be closed temporarily anyway. It won't be the same kind of talker. If they go to San Francisco and they beat up on the Giants, they're changing the subject. And boy, do the Red Sox need to change that subject, because if you watch the actual team on the field, what you're seeing right now is pretty impressive. What you're seeing from your starting pitching is all very impressive, and we're talking about it. I'm talking about it. I mean, we got the pregame show and everything else. It's a talker, but it's being overshadowed by the fact that their offense, which has already been struggling even during this streak that they're on, this hot streak that they're on, the offense is really hurting, and you just took away your best hitter. I mean, that's, you know, that's where you are.
No, that conversation will subside, but a new conversation will come up and say, maybe the Red Sox can win without Rafael Devers.
Right.
It might be a crazy phenomenon or whatever, because we talked about it and we agreed that the lineup is awful, or not as good with Devers in it, but if they continuously win these games, that's going to be the new topic, is that maybe trading away Devers was actually a good thing.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't need him. Maybe they were being held back by his bad attitude and it was infecting other play. Like all the stuff that Breslow said, because Breslow doubled and tripled down on this. He said a couple of times, I think we're a better team now. I think we'll win more games now without him. And with, I forget the pitcher's name. It was the pitcher they traded for from the Giants.
Hicks.
Jordan Hicks?
Yeah. And Kyle Harrison, the lefty.
Right, but he's in Worcester. So, like, you know, they're saying, I think that this is going to make the team on the field better now. I think they're going to win more games now than before. And part of that, you can maybe say, well, yeah, they were 500 most of the year. If they do better than that going forward, that's not necessarily some big, great thing. But for this team, it is. Two games over 500 makes you a wild card team. So that definitely matters. That matters for the Red Sox. It matters for all these teams in the American League. And yeah, the conversation will switch, but I think what it'll be more, I don't think anybody really believes that they're better without a great hitter in the lineup, but they will beg the question of his presence, his influence, him being the guy with the longest tenure, his general behavior and attitude and the way it sort of permeated the locker room. It could end up being a referendum on that, absolutely. And if the Giants, with him, go on a big run and they end up, you know, overtaking the Dodgers, they're close to the Dodgers right now. They end up overtaking the Dodgers, then that's going to be something that, you know, they're going to be looked at as the team that made the deal of the century. You traded for Rafael Devers. All it cost you was money, a couple of guys in rookie ball, and the guy that pitched himself out of the rotation this year. You know, I mean, that's all it took. They're going to look like Buster Posey is going to be, they're going to build another statue of him. Oh, they don't have a statue of him. Who's the catcher that they put all those statues up with the Twins? What was that guy's name?
He
was
Joe Mauer?
Joe Mauer, yeah. Joe Mauer, they had statues of Joe Mauer all over Minnesota. Like he was Saddam Hussein or something. They have statues all over the city. It's like, guys, he didn't even... I think he had one season where he hit more than like four home runs, that guy. And Joe Mauer was a good player, but like, geez, they loved him in Minnesota. I think he was from there. I think that's why. But yeah, they had statues all around Minneapolis, St. Paul, everywhere. Statues of Joe Mauer. Like he was Stalin or something. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. All right. I filibustered long enough. Here's what's going to happen. Joe Braverman's going to get you caught up on what's trending. And after that, it is the return of the taters. The return of the homers. The return of the dingers. The return of the Dong Report. Keep it right here.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Red Sox are making a roster move on their off day following yesterday's series win in Seattle. The team is sending infielder Christian Campbell to AAA Worcester in response to what will be the activation off the 10-day injured list of outfielder Willier Abreu. Campbell won the AL Rookie of the Month in March and April, but has had a .158 batting average and a .243 on base percentage since then. Sox will start a three-game set in San Francisco against old friend Rafael Devers and the Giants. 10:15 is the first pitch tomorrow night. Will Fleming and Lou Maloney will have coverage for you all weekend long right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM and across the Shaw's at Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Christian Arcan will have the Mass Mutual pregame show tomorrow. That begins at 9:15. Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investment. Thunder are looking to win their first NBA Finals since moving to Oklahoma City. It's game 6 of the NBA Finals. They currently trail, just getting underway in the second quarter, 32-27. Tyrese Halliburton is active for the game. He came into the night questionable with a calf strain. Staying in the NBA, former Celtics and current Rockets head coach Ime Udoka has agreed to a long-term extension with Houston that will reportedly make him one of the highest-paid coaches in the league. Speaking of the Celtics, Shams Charania went on the Pat McAfee show. He said that teams are, quote, throwing crazy trade offers out for Jaylen Brown and for Derek White. And the Patriots rookie class, including fourth overall pick Will Campbell and receiver Kyle Williams, visited a youth football clinic at Hyde Park earlier this morning. Earlier in the week, the rookies visited the Celtics practice facility. Training camp with the entire Patriots roster will be at the end of July. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WBEI and WBEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for the Dong Report.
The Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
Dongs. All right, it is time for the Dong Report here on WEEI Christian Arcan Show. Our maiden voyage was last week after 3 dongless years, and we are back tonight with a pretty heavy book of dongs right here. Thursdays usually are pretty light, but there were some double headers today, and double headers means double dongs. So before we get to the dongs, I have some dong data for you. The current Dong King, not Dong King, the boxing promoter, the Dong King, is Cal Raleigh, the big dumper who we saw this past week, hit a grand slam, and took the lead over Aaron Judge. He has 27 dongs. The number one friend of the dongs, and that is the pitcher in the majors who has given up the most dongs, is Zach Littell of the Tampa Bay Rays, who the Red Sox will no doubt be seeing before the All-Star break. What's the dong of the week, you ask? I'll tell you what the dong of the week is. Roman Anthony, his first career.
Gilbert throws, and Roman drives one high and deep into right field and is at the warning track at the wall.
Congratulations to Roman Anthony for his first career home run and also for making the Dong Report. That voice you just heard there was the voice of Will Fleming, which means it's time for our weekly little piece of Will Fleming out of context.
With Duran gone, there is so much more onus on Duran lifting this offense.
Yes, there is. Now, without any further ado, let's get to these dongs. We'll start in Texas. The Kansas City Royals and the Rangers.
No, 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 no!
Yes, yes, yes. For the Royals, Vinny Pasquantino. Dong number 11 for him. And Jack Caglione. His first... First two career dongs for him. Numbers 1 and 2, a 387-footer and a 439-footer for the youngster. Welcome to the Dong Report, young Jack. For the Rangers, no dongs. Royals win this game 4-1. Let's head up to Toronto, Rogers Center. D-backs and the Blue Jays. For the Diamondbacks, Eugenio Suarez, dong number 22. For Pavin Smith. Pavin Smith? Is he paving the road or is he paving the road?
I'd go Pavin on this one.
I'm going Pavin. Let's say he's paving the street. Pavin Smith, dong number 6, a 415-footer. For Toronto, a couple of dongs. Alejandro Kirk, double dong night for him, number 6 and 7. Also for the Blue Jays, Jonathan Clase, dong number 2, a 408-footer. D-backs take that one, or excuse me, Class A. D-backs take that one 9-5. Let's head out to Wrigley Field, Brewers and the Cubs. What was that?
That was Goofy's yell.
Goofy, okay, very good. For the Brewers, Rhys Hoskins, dong number 11. Caleb Durbin is third of the year. And Isaac Collins with dong number 4. For the Cubbies, Pete Crow Armstrong. Dong number 20 for him. How about this kid, huh? Dansby Swanson with his 14th. Ian Happ, dong number 8 for the Cubbies. They fall to the Brewers, however, by a final score of 8-7. That takes us out to San Francisco, Guardians and the Giants.
Never touch another woman's burrito.
Good advice, Fitzy. No dongs for the Guardians, no dongs for the Giants. That makes that a dongless game. And we don't like dongless games here on the Dong Report. So moving along, doubleheader in Detroit today.
And know what if you see it? It's like porn.
The Tigers and the Pirates, game one of that, had a one dong struck off the bat of Zach McKinstry. It was his fourth dong of the year, 379-footer. Pirates win that game, though, 2-1. Game two of that doubleheader, Pirates and Tigers. Let's go ahead with that. We have a delay, I believe, in the ninth inning, right? We have a rain delay here. As they're trying to get this one finished, it's tied up in the ninth, and there were a bunch of dongs in this game. For example, the Pirates, Nick Gonzalez, dong number 2. Jared Triolo, dong number 3. And Big Daddy Kutch, Andrew McCutchen, his eighth of the year. For the Bucks, for the Tigers, Colt Keith. He's just made in America. Absolutely. Not rapper Cool Keith, but Tigers infielder Colt Keith, his fifth of the year, as the teams, again, tied in the bottom of the ninth. They're in a rain delay. Another doubleheader in the Midwest, this time in Chicago, White Sox and Cardinals.
No, I just had the poopies.
Gross. The Cardinals won this game 5-1, and they did it on the strength of a Wilson Contreras home run, his 10th of the year. The White Sox got a dong from Michael A. Taylor.
Wilson! I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson!
That's a good one for Wilson Contreras. Michael A. Taylor also had one for the White Sox, his fourth of the year. Let's go to game two of that doubleheader, as the Cardinals and White Sox did play two games today. And in the second game, it was the Cardinals, another win. They scored 8 runs, got a lot of dongs, including Alec Burleson, number 7. Dong number 9 on the year for Nolan Arenado, who almost was a Boston Red Sox. And dong number 9 on the season for Mr. Lars Nootbaar. And the White Sox also got a dong from Ryan Noda and one from Benny Biceps himself, Andrew Benintendi. That's dong number 7 on the year for him. Let's head to Yankee Stadium, Angels and Yankees. For the Angels, Mike Trout, 12th dong of the season. Joe Adell with his 15th. Taylor Ward, dong number 19. There's some hitters on that team, man.
Hello, it's me.
Hello, Adell. For the Yankees, Trent Grisham is 14th dong of the year. And Paul Goldschmidt, dong number 8. Yankees take this game by a final score of 7-3. Let's head out to our nation's capital, the Nationals and the Rockies.
You son of a gun!
Believe that was sound of me on the toilet this morning. The Rockies, no dongs. For the Nationals, James Wood.
Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
Yes, that's right. James Wood, double dong night for him. This guy's hitting all sorts of dongs this year. I'm turning into a big James Wood fan. Not James Wood's the actor. James Wood, the Washington Nationals, 19th and his 20th. a 403-footer, and a 428-footer. And that second one, dong number two, a walk-off dong for the Nationals, who take down the Rockies 4-3, your final score, in 11 innings. All right, let's head out to Cincinnati, Great American Ballpark, for the Reds and the Twins.
I may ride that harder than most.
Okay, Jones. Always good to hear his voice in the dong report for the Twins. The Twinkies, Byron Buxton. Two dongs. Double dong night for him.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
I like big Buxton, I cannot lie. It's number 14 and 15, a 432-footer, 396-footer as well. Buxton back with the Twins, hitting dongs left and right. Cody Clemens, son of Roger Clemens. Dong number 7 for him. And Ryan Jeffers with his fifth dong of the year. And I believe that Ryan Jeffers dong, something special about it. Hey! Woo! All right. What you just heard right there. Longtime listeners of the Dong Report may recognize it as the long dong gong, and we're going to hit that every single time we tell you about the longest dong of the night, Ryan Jeffers, a 448-footer. That is your long dong of the night, and the first long dong gong sounded here on the Dong Report 2.0. The Reds got a dong from Gavin Lux, his third of the year, but the Twins win this one easily by a final of 12-5. Let's head to Florida, Phillies and Marlins.
Because the internet is like the internet.
You know what? You can't argue with that. You really can't. Wiggy, whatever you think about him, he makes statements that you cannot debate. For the Phillies, Kyle Schwarber. Dong number 23 for Cal. A 428-footer. He's been hitting all sorts of dongs this year. The only DH in the league, you can say, that's having a definitely better year than Rafael Devers. And not by much, but certainly... certainly carrying his weight down there in Philly. No dongs for the Marlins. Phillies take this one 2-1. Let's head to Atlanta for the Braves and the Mets.
Hadouken!
Okay. That game has the Braves leading 6-1. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning at this point. However, nary a dong has been struck, neither team. No dongs for the Mets. No dongs for the Braves. One last game on the docket. That is the Rays and the Orioles at George Steinbrenner Field.
Nature porn.
How is this game still going? Is there a rain delay? Must have been, right?
It was a delay at the beginning.
I think so. I mean, we're talking about these West Coast games. Now here's Tampa. They are tied up at one run apiece. And despite them playing in that tiny little bandbox down there in Tampa Bay, no dongs for the Orioles, no dongs for the Rays. However, this was a pretty heavy dong night here.
We have another dong to report. It is from that very game. Colton Cowser with a three-run shot.
Colton Cowser with a late breaker. How about that?
Number 6 on the year, 369 feet. Nice.
Nice. Wow, a nice late breaker with all that. And no need to hit the long dong gong again. If you hit a late breaker and it's the new long dong, I'm going to go absolutely insane in here, just so you know. So there you go, a late breaker. Which, if I add them all up, carry the two, I believe that is a 36-dong night.
How about that? I mean, I will say the slate is more than it was last week, because I believe last week was 15 or 16. But we got 35.
Yeah, we do. I think we ended on, I don't know what number we ended on, maybe 16.
I think
there was
we ended
one
on 16, yeah.
35, and a late breaker makes it 36. That is a Marcus Smart 36.
Damn, he stole mine.
That is a Shaq when he played for the Celtics 36.
That is a Tristan Casas.
A Tristan Casas 36, is that right?
Yeah.
Sounds right. How come I can't picture his number? I thought it was, I wouldn't have thought that. 36, has it been his number the whole time? Okay.
Since he's been up with the majors.
A Tristan Casas 36. How about a Lawyer Malloy 36?
That's a good one. I believe James Sanders also wore that
number. James Sanders, that sounds right. That sounds right. Trying to think of Bruins who wore that number. Bruins who wore 36. 36. I'll tell you, I am a little rusty at this, and I wasn't expecting this many dongs. I was expecting there to be another low number, like in the teens. So when I was doing, you know, my mental reps for the dong,
I got one.
That's
the
what
bus.
I was thinking of.
The bus, Jerome Bettis.
Jerome Bettis, 36. Very, very good one there. I can't think of any Bruins that were 36. I can't think of a single one. That's weird, right? You think you'd be able to think of one of them. But now I can't think of one single Bruin. How about... It's got to be some basketball players I'm missing here. Who's won 36 before Marcus Smart? I know Shaq did. Boy, this would be a tough one to have to go out on like this. My second Dong report, only a couple of names. I mean, 36 is kind of up there.
It's also one of those rare ones, like in between. It's when you get past 35,
yeah.
It feels weird.
Yeah, it's true. Let's see. How about a... Oh, Rasheed Wallace, 36.
That's a good one.
Wallace. And there's got to be at least dozens of football players who I'm missing. Send them in. At Christian Arcand. At Joe Braverman. You can text them in at 617-779-7937. And, of course, you can send them in if you're watching on Twitch. Or if you're watching on YouTube, I haven't looked at the YouTube chat at all tonight, so I'll go and see if anybody has any 36s to contribute there. We didn't have a 35 long enough to even do that, but if we did, I would have said, you know, Reggie Lewis and all the other 35s, Kevin Durant.
I know, a 35 would have been a really good one.
35 would have been certainly easier, I would think, than that.
So I actually just did a quick little Google search on NBA players who have worn 36, and there's only about 10 of them listed.
Who's ever worn it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Dave Cowens is one, I assume.
Dave Cowens?
Non-Celtics, maybe. Paul Silas.
Paul Silas, good one.
Eton Thomas.
Okay.
Lloyd Neal. Omri Caspi.
Yeah, I don't know any of those.
That's as far as we're going with that.
Back in the day in the NBA, they didn't have any numbers go past 5. 55 was the highest number, and they did that because that's the only way that they could signal. So a lot of times, you know, you had the higher numbers. They just didn't put those on the uniform so that the refs could signal easier. No one was ever like 65 or 75 or 99 or anything like that because they couldn't, you know, it was too hard to signal it. At least that's what someone told me once. I don't know if that's actually true. All right, 36s. I think we're tapped.
Brian Westbrook. One of the most unsung
Eagles.
Running backs of the 2000s.
Yeah, he was a good player. Yeah. Okay, good one. All right, there you go. Send him in. Any 36s that we may have missed. Doesn't have to be Boston. Can be any team. Any team you want. Send him in at Christian Arcand, at Joe Braverman. That is the Dong Report. Version 2.0, Episode 2. We'll have another one for you next Thursday. And with that, we'll wrap things up next year with Clickbait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for Clickbait. This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
All right. Got some time left here before we get to Clickbait. Missed a bunch of baseball 36s. Some of which I'm pretty embarrassed to have missed. Some of these I should have certainly gotten. Some ex-Red Sox. You had Gaylord Perry, very famous 36 with the Giants. In the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He wore 36, I think, everywhere he played. There's, of course, Jim Cott. He was a famous 36. Don Newcomb, the Dodgers, 36. Flash Gordon, should have got him. Tom Gordon, closer for the Red Sox and the Yankees. And also the subject of a Stephen King book called, I think it's called My Daughter Loves Tom Gordon. And it's about a girl who gets lost in the woods and listens to Red Sox games on a radio that she finds, and Tom Gordon is something with Tom Gordon. I read it a long time ago. I forget what it's about. Sorry, Stephen King, if you're listening. I'm a big fan of your work. I just forget that the particular plot points of that. There was a couple other ones. Oh, Lorenzo Cain, good one. Jared Weaver, Gary Matthews, and Joe Nathan. Other 36s that we missed.
That was the big one for me. I was like, I feel like there's like a closer that had that number, and Joe Nathan was one of them.
Joe Nathan was one of them. Wayno on Twitter says, congratulations, Ryan Jeffers, for his very long dong. Congratulations to him indeed. He had the long dong of the night. And Matthew on Twitter says, the 36 Super Smash Brothers character is Diddy Kong. Diddy Kong. You a Super Smash Brothers guy?
Not really, but I was big into Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Okay.
I was. That's when I started playing. I mean, I should say that's when I independently started playing video games.
The only time I've ever played Smash Brothers, I play with Kirby and I just fly around and no one can get me. And I feel like it's cheating. I feel like no one wants to ever play with me. It's like being Oddjob in GoldenEye, you know? Like, it's just cheap. Don't be cheap. The girl who loved Tom Gordon, thank you very much. Text her in the 978. Naval ships USS Nevada, a BB-36, and the US California, CGN-36. Very good. Let's keep that one going for the Dong Report. Battleship numbers. I didn't even know battleships had numbers. So I learned something tonight. You learn a lot on the Dong Report. The Dong Report became very educational over time. We were teaching people about the different states. You know, like the 36th state to become a state in the Union. We had the 36th president. We would have episodes from TV show, all sorts of stuff. But you got to build it back up. This is a new Dong audience, you know, a new Dongians, if you will. And you got to sort of build back up the. First of all, you got to
be hip with the kids' lingo.
Right, you got to fill the theater first, and then you start building it back up. But so far, you know, two pretty solid Dong reports right there. And let's be honest, a 36 Dong night on the second night, that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, I mean, with the 16 we had last week, the 35 plus the 30 breaker. 52 in the first 2 weeks. That's
52
pretty good.
Dongs.
Yeah.
A Ted Johnson 52.
There we go.
How about that? Yeah. Ted Johnson 52. A Patrick Willis 52. Is he 52? That's a good,
I feel like
that's
he
a good
was
linebacker
53.
Number. 53.
I
want to
say
he was
53.
Yeah. 52. That's linebacker number and maybe like a couple of centers in the NBA.
Although maybe like a handful of pitchers.
Yeah, maybe some pitchers, too, with 53, like some middle relievers. Yeah, certainly could be. But it's 100% of Ted Johnson, 52. There you go. And we'll have it again for you next week. Next Thursday, a new Dong Report. All right, let's get to Clickbait. Because Clickbait tonight is kind of funny. We had a funny one last night. As a man in Alabama, armed with a machete and a bottle of urine, fought off a SWAT team single-handedly by himself with no shirt on. And was eventually, and somehow he climbed up onto the roof of a gas station with a machete in one hand and a bottle of urine in the other hand. And I don't know how he did that, but I'm guessing that meth was involved. I don't think meth was involved in the story tonight, but tonight Clickbait takes us to the lovely city of Detroit, where a gentleman had an accident in a shoe store.
Monday morning at the Foreman Mill store, 8 Mile in Van Dyke.
He came straight into the store, didn't even talk to anybody, went straight to the shoe aisle.
And you'll never believe what he did.
He didn't even try to hide it. He just pulled down his pants, pooped, didn't even wipe and walked straight out and got in the car and left.
Okay, time out. Stop. So maybe it wasn't a shoe store. It was the shoe aisle of a department store, I guess. And a fellow walks in, doesn't talk to anybody, which makes sense. If you know you're about to go in there and you got a little rumble in the jungle going on, you're not going to stop. No time for pleasantries here.
You're doing the awkward walk of like, just don't make any eye contact with anybody.
Get to the, I don't know. It doesn't seem like he made much of an effort to get to the bathroom, according to this witness, or perhaps the employee of the store. It sounds like he just went right into the shoe aisle and said, this is happening right now. And didn't really ask, you know, one way to interact is bathroom. Is there a bathroom? It's urgent. Please point me to the bathroom. Please, so I don't poop in your shoe aisle. Please let me know where the bathroom is. Anyway, you continue.
I think that's ridiculous. I think that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking or what he was going through because they have
Time out. I know what he was thinking. I'll tell you exactly what he was thinking. Ready? Here's what he was thinking. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Well, better finish now, Zip. That's what he was thinking. In his mind, he was thinking. By the way, I love the play-by-play from the first guy. He's like, walked in, didn't say nothing, went to the shoe aisle, pulled down his pants, pooped, pulled him back up, walked out. Like, thank you.
Came straight into the store, didn't even talk to anybody, went straight to the shoe aisle.
And you'll never believe what he did.
He didn't even try to hide it. He just pulled down his pants, pooped, didn't even wipe and walked straight out and got in the car and left.
Well, what's he going to wipe with? You know, he didn't even wipe. Like, what? He's walking in there with a toilet paper roll? Like, what'd you want him to wipe with?
Is he going to go buy some toilet paper to do it?
Wipe it with some Bruno Mollies in the shoe aisle there. Yeah. It sounds like the guy's about to say there's a bathroom in the store if you let it go a little longer there. I think this could have been resolved if he was a little patient.
Ever since the pandemic, they closed it down to the public. Corporate put out the policy for our store that there's no public bathroom. But anyone who comes in there and asks, we let them use the bathroom.
But according to store employees, he never asked.
Yeah, well, if you don't ask, you'll never know. But also, if it's not like a public bathroom, then why would you, you know, you just assume they don't have one?
Well, he's going to explain, though, that sometimes there's a little courtesy from the employees.
Of it caught on store security video.
He walked in the door at 10:13. He was out the door at 10:17.
And he wasn't alone.
The other guy walked into a men's department. I didn't see anything in the men's department. But I think that's what, it seems like that's what they came there just to do. Because they didn't talk to anyone, didn't grab nothing, made a beeline straight for the shoe department, used the bathroom and just left.
Okay, so there was an accomplice. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize there was a second pooper on the grassy knoll. Did this other guy poop in the men's department? It doesn't sound like it.
I don't think he did.
Maybe he got, like, shy bowels. Like, the plan was they were both going to go
or
in
he
there.
Was just the lookout.
Like, I'm pooping in the shoes, you're pooping in the men's department. 1, 2, 3, break, let's go. And they just ran off in different directions. One guy was ready to go. One guy had, like, a bullet in the chamber, and he was just ready to let it rip. And the other guy maybe got a little poo shy.
Maybe he was going to go number one, but he got nervous bladder. You know how you get nervous.
Absolutely.
To urinate in front of people.
If you ever were at Fenway Park in the 80s and 90s and peed in the trough, or in my case was a young child who would get brought in there with my dad or whoever, you know, I'm in there and I don't have to go, but I have to be with my dad. And you're standing there and you are eye level with just a bunch of penises. Like that's what it was. You're all standing in a big circle. You're all peeing into a trough. And, you know, you just try not to make eye contact or whatever contact. I absolutely know about that. That's the worst, too. Like when you really got to go and you got the shyness going. Doesn't happen to me that much anymore. It used to happen to me when I was younger. And now I can just sort of go wherever. But like, I remember that. I remember going into the bathroom, just really having to go. And I'm standing there like, what's going on? But eventually, that just stops, I guess. I don't know. Eventually, you stop being pee shy. I don't know what makes you pee shy. But that's probably, it sounds like maybe what happened here with the accomplice. Because he doesn't seem like he was much of a lookout. If he's in the men's department, how's he going to let you know if someone's going to come up upon you mid-poop from the shoe department?
From the sound effects you were saying.
That's true. Maybe he had like a caca. You know? If someone's going to walk up on me.
Or he just like do it with his hand or whatever. He just like simulate the fart noise or whatever.
Yeah, could be. You would think if he was staying to watch, he'd be in the shoe aisle making sure no one interrupted the show. But what's most impressive about that clip is that he was in and out in 4 minutes. I don't think I've ever spent that little time on the toilet in my life when nature calls. I mean, we're at least in it for like 10, 15. And now that I have a child, I hide in there all day. Like, I'm not, you know, even when the act is finished, I'm still in there. Like, I'm not, there's no rush to come out. I don't get a lot of free private time.
And even if you're done in 4 minutes, you're stuck scrolling on your phone.
Exactly. Or I got like a crossword puzzle or, you know, whatever. I found this app that you can put like old Nintendo games on your phone. I'm in there playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. My life is very exciting. Anyway, it's at least better than the guy who took a dump in the department store in Detroit.
Won't be hard to find, I'll tell you that. We're looking for a man who pulled his pants down.
And his sidekick, who didn't really do anything.
What if they had like code names?
That's for next show. Code names for the Detroit department store poopers. And that's all the time we have here tonight. I want to say big thanks to Chris Smith, Mass Live. Great job by Joe Braverman. Thanks to all the callers, texters, and new Twitter followers. I'm back tomorrow. We got 3 hours of Arcan Show, 1 hour of pregame leading up to Red Sox and the Giants. I'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
No! Stop! Stop it! Oh, no! No, it's so don't make fun of Carlos Correa.
That's it.
Ah!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.